Hi everyone, welcome to the Technology Sales and Marketing Podcast. I'm Julio Rodriguez, and I help you get the right technology to reach your business goals. In this episode, I'm going to be discussing CRM systems, also known as customer relationship management systems, and really how to decide which one's going to work for your business, whether you need one or not, and what are all the major pieces of a CRM system. The reason I decided to do this episode is because I've actually lived through a really tough CRM project or two, and I've watched some of my clients go from failed implementations where they've been working on it for months and months and months, and then there's some others that refuse to do it because it just seems too overwhelming and they don't understand it or know what it is. So I decided to put something together to give you guys an idea of what's all involved with getting a CRM system and finding out if it's going to work for your business. So CRM systems have been around in some way, shape, or form for years. People started out using business card binders where you just had card after card on plastic pages, and that was an initial CRM system. You know, that's how you kept track of your customer information. From there, we started to have software called contact management systems. Those digital Rolodex, things like ACT or Goldmine, were better ways to keep track of all of our customer information and who we were contacting throughout our business day. From there, the software actually became more sophisticated and started to include a lot more different components. Today, we have CRM systems such as Salesforce.com or Microsoft Dynamics 365 for sales, really big, complicated software that can do all sorts of different things. They start off with the same things that the contact information systems used to do, like keeping track of your customer information, phone number, address, email address, things like that. But then they start to do things like track emails. They'll integrate with your email system, and at a touch of a button, you can see the emails that have been going back and forth for any particular customer, whether you sent them or whether it was one of your coworkers or another department. The other component that CRM systems have now are sales components or sales modules. In the sales module, you have things like lead tracking, where you can import leads from a database, or maybe you bought a spreadsheet worth of leads, integrate that with your customer information, and then start to track your prospecting efforts. How many times did you call them? Did you email them? What did they have to say? Once that customer or lead turns into a customer, then you can do things like opportunity tracking. Let's say you had an appointment with that customer and it went really well and you followed up with a proposal. And then that proposal, you know, you let the customer look at the proposal for 3 or 4 days, you wanted to follow up with them again. The CRM system will allow you to track where that particular deal is in the process of, have you done the proposal? Have you followed up with them yet? What's the likelihood of that proposal happening, whether it's a hot lead or a cold opportunity? And then things like sales stats. Once you have your leads and opportunities completed, did you win it or lose it and why? And that can build into things like reports for sales managers on how each salesperson is doing. Another component to the CRM system is the marketing component. And you'll see some systems out there like HubSpot and Infusionsoft advertise themselves as CRM systems when in fact they're mostly just marketing automation systems. And what these systems will do will allow you to do things like email automation, where you have a list of contacts and you want to send them a newsletter on a regular basis and then start to track information on what they actually saw, what they clicked on. You can start to get some really, really good stuff and information about what your customers or potential customers are doing with the information that you send them. And years ago, it used to be things like e-zine or newsletters that we'd send out this way. Now it's a lot more interactive material that we're sending out that can lead customers to your social media sites. It can point them to a YouTube video or things like that. But it's all coming back to the marketing system that's tied to your customer contact information system, so you can see who's clicking on what and what they're interested in. So it gets a little creepy with all the information that you can get on what people are doing, but it really lets you see where your opportunities are and what you can offer to your clients that's going to be focused on what they're looking for. Then the last piece that they have with a CRM system, the last major piece, is the customer service module. So customer service modules can do things like track customer service issues. So if somebody calls in, they have a problem with something that you sold them, this is a way to track a ticket on what the issue was and show that it was resolved. And basically, it lets you keep track of that by timestamping all of your communication with that issue. Another thing that it can do is service appointment tracking. So if you offer, maybe you're a plumber or an electrician, and you had to go fix something that wasn't installed properly, this allows you to track and set up an appointment and email that appointment confirmation to your customers, do things like that, and really manage that service piece of the customer relationship. Another way to use this module is for warranty issues. So if you're the manufacturer of a piece, or maybe you fix something and you gave it a one-year warranty, this customer service ticketing system would allow you to track the warranty and see if there's any issues with a particular part, things like that. So the idea is that you have this massive database that's tracking all of your customer information, customer contact, communication with the customer, things that you sold to them, emails that you've sent out to them for marketing purposes, what they've been clicking on, all the customer service issues that they've had, and it's rolled up into one big giant database that's on a dashboard, and it shows a 360-degree view of your entire business all in one nice little screenshot. Amazing, right? Yeah, but that's not usually how it works. The problem with CRM systems is that they're so complicated that they can be incredibly, incredibly difficult to implement properly. And I've watched people, you know, just go out and buy CRM systems and turn it on and expect it to work. And it doesn't work that way because there's so many moving pieces involved with the software system that's this large and this complicated. So there's a few things that you need to consider when you're looking at getting a CRM system. So the first one everybody always looks at is cost. How much is this going to cost me to get a CRM system for my business? And the thing is there's a humongous spectrum. It goes from absolutely free, where the only thing you're going to have to pay is your time and effort, to $150,000 or more, because these systems can be infinitely customized to do what you want them to do. Do you want to tie it into your e-commerce system? Beautiful, it can do that. But it's going to be about 6 months worth of software programming in order to get that kind of thing done, or an expensive monthly module that interacts with something, or your CRM system may work in conjunction with an e-commerce system like Shopify and have a pre-made module for it. There's all of these different inflection points that can change what your system can or cannot do. Then there's ongoing software costs. So from free to $150,000 basically covers the initial installation. After that, there's monthly license fees. Again, some of them are free to try and free to use with limited functionality, but then others like Salesforce.com or Microsoft Dynamics can go up to, you know, $75, $150 per user per month. So depending on how many employees you have or how many people that you need logged in at the same time to this system, it can get really pricey. So which one do you choose? Like I said, there's the big ones out there are Salesforce.com and Microsoft Dynamics 365 for Sales. It used to be called 365 CRM or Microsoft Dynamics CRM. Now they gave it a new name to kind of go in conjunction with the Office 365 and Microsoft 365 product platform. When you go looking for CRM systems on the internet, though, you're going to find there's about 75 to 100 options, major options out there for a CRM system for your business. So how do you figure out which one's going to work for you? The best option, no matter what you do, is to plan first. The first thing you need to do is get your business processes and your sales processes down on paper and mapped out. Everything from how do you start the conversation from a lead to getting them to the proposal step, all the way to closing out the sale. How do you send out email marketing? What emails go out when? Do you email only to prospects, or do you email to prospects and then email to customers on an ongoing basis after they've bought something from you? And then once they buy something from you, how do you follow up with them to get the installations of your products or services completed? Having all of those mapped out first is going to give you a really, really strong guideline and framework to build your CRM system around, because CRM systems can do all of those things and they can be customized to work with your business, but none of them are going to be able to duplicate your business processes right out of the box. So if you don't have those processes laid out, your CRM system's not going to be able to do anything for you because it won't know what you need it to do. And that's where the big implementation costs come in, when you get project managers and they want to build processes for you and have lots and lots of meetings. You can cut the cost down by having all of these processes set up the way you want them to go, and then finding out what the limitations of a CRM system would be for your type of business and what you'd like it to do. A couple of ideas on what to do if you're just getting started. There's two systems that I really like out there. One of them is Agile CRM, and the other one is Zoho. That's Z-O-H-O CRM. These two softwares are really, really easy to use, and they both have free versions with limited functionality and limited modules, but you can at least get a taste for it. I think Agile goes up to your first 2,000 customers, 2,000 records for your customers, so that gives you a really good starting point, and you can grow into the $29.99 a month or $47.99 a month subscription plans as you grow into it, if it's something that you actually need. Sometimes, you know, people are still using paper or spreadsheets. Whatever works for your business, it's the most important that that's what you do and grow into the automation piece. The automation piece is going to help your business grow so that you can handle working on your business as opposed to trying to figure out a new piece of software. But that's where you get partners and other implementation companies to work on that with you. So I hope this answered a lot of the questions that you've had about CRM systems and what to do on how to choose one for your business. That's all the time we have for today. I wanted to thank everyone for listening. I really appreciate all the great comments and reviews that I've been getting. For more information, visit my website, energizedsolutions.net. This is Julio Rodriguez, and I help you get the right technology to meet your business goals. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.